Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome to the FemNation podcast. So this is episode one, and I really wanted to come in and actually just kind of set the stage for what this podcast is, what it means, and what the purpose is for it going forward. As you read in the description, you hear in the intro all the cool, snazzy, sexy stuff. This is a movement. FEM stands for Female Entrepreneur Movement, and I want so desperately for women entrepreneurs to rise above the noise. And this is going to be very conversational today because I'm really just not interviewing myself. I'm giving you the inside look at what brought this about. We in general still sit on the sideline and do not highlight our successes, and we do not highlight the changes that we've made, the impacts that we had on our clients, on our communities, on our families, on our friends. We undervalue that to a degree still in our society, that we keep it on the back burner. We do not put it forward and step it into the spotlight as we ought to be doing. And there is still an equality issue amongst female entrepreneurs versus the entrepreneurial community. Women are not viewed in the same light as male entrepreneurs. And this is in no way, shape, or form anything to do with men versus women. That's not the discussion today. The reason I'm giving you the context behind this movement is because it is important to understand that we cannot make a change and make a difference and expect others to make that change as well, embrace that change, if we are not willing to step into that role ourselves. So, as I was working towards what the long-term vision of what I have been working 25 years towards creating, where I was going and what is it specifically that I'm working towards, it's a bigger calling. Some of us understand that. Some of us are working towards that. But my quest and my journey has been long drawn out with a lot of bumps in the road, a lot of shifts, a lot of pivots, a lot of hard times, a lot of big cries, some huge wins, and a lot of underestimating myself. And that's the journey I want to highlight so much, is that it took me so long to value my knowledge and value my contribution and value what I could do, that I was consistently stepping behind a product or a service that was the limelight for my clients. That's what they knew me as, when I had so much more to offer, and I always would offer that, and I would give, but I was still undervaluing who I was as a female entrepreneur. That story is so critically important for all of us women to bring to the table and be loud and to put it in the forefront, to break it out in our communities, to have it be a part of our lives, to be very excited and not to have to sit here and think that our role is dueling a lifestyle, taking care of children or aging parents or siblings or those that we care for in our lives. My thought for the longest time was I was just scrappy and I could create a business and, you know, I would find the skill set that I needed. I would go to college for, you know, another class to increase my knowledge base, to make me feel like I was adequate and worthy to be able to offer that service or product to, you know, clients or something, because I was basing my worth in that piece, in the educational side of it, inside of, you know, what I was putting in front of me, not standing in my own individuality and my own worth as an entrepreneur, as a creator, as a mom, as a friend, as a sister, as a daughter, as all of those things. I was not standing in my value of it. And generationally, I do believe that we have been conditioned to take the back seat for so long that we consistently in the entrepreneurial space are still taking the back seat. I did an interview today with Sharon Lake, and you'll hear that one come up here shortly. But we had a conversation about how women stepping into a boardroom are not viewed the same as when men step into a boardroom, or women stepping into a business meeting still are not viewed the same as when men are stepping into a business meeting. And the inequality that still exists has to be dealt with from our end, us female entrepreneurs, if we expect to be perceived as equal. It has to be. Because if we do not see ourselves as such, then we cannot expect anybody else to do the same or more than what we can do, what we would are willing to do for ourselves. So the movement has, you know, about 4 months ago, the words came that it was, you know, female entrepreneur movement, because it's so impactful when you have a business and when you are growing a business and what the underlying purpose and void that you're filling is. It's so very critical to have a battle cry, a mission statement, you know, a deep from your belly type of call to action, not in a sale type position, because that is equally important. We have to make money in order to be profitable business. And except for those in the nonprofit industry, we really are in this to make some sort of money, you know, so the sales come, but not in that context is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about more of, you know, what is the foundational reason you are doing this? What is it that you want to talk about? What is it that you want people to know? What empowerment are you giving others by offering the service or the product or the education that you offer in your business? What is it that you are doing? And is that your battle cry, call to action, mission statement? Is that, does that rally the troops for you? Fem Nation is strong. That's a strong term that I wanted to capitalize on, nation, because that's a powerful word that means that we banded together and we are going to conquer the change that we are looking for. FEM stands for the female entrepreneur movement, but it also duals as the, you know, the acronym for all the things under female entrepreneur movement, but it also duals the purpose of being, you know, the first three letters of female. So inside of that, everybody that hears the word FEM understands where I'm coming from. It is female driven. And then nation is powerful. I couldn't come up with, you know, FEM squad. That just wasn't quite it. I needed boots on the ground statement to push forward. All movements are moving away from something in the status quo. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a history on triggers that work for me. I love to see women entrepreneurs start businesses, get into the business game. It doesn't matter where you become, you know, the entrepreneur, how you become the entrepreneur, what type of industry or business or product or service, or start somewhere. If you feel the desire to be in business, do, because it is so very achievable. If you don't know that you have the opportunity to be in business, you can, absolutely. And you can absolutely make a difference for financial independence for yourself, an increase in the financial contribution to your family somehow, your household somehow. You can make a massive, massive difference in your life. It's statistically proven that 50% of the country, the United States, has a side business somewhere. And by side business, it is not to demean what being in business is. And I'll get into that in just a moment. But a side business means that it's in tandem with something else that they're doing to generate income and is not the predominant income generator. So 50% of the country has a side business. The other 50%, there are plenty that will be coming along and doing the same. But what we women entrepreneurs need to do in this movement is to move the status quo away. We've got to move it forward that we build businesses. The barriers and doors are well documented that it is not equal across the board. We can change that though. It's in our hands to make that difference. So if we want to be viewed as a very important contributor to businesses, whether we work in the workplace, whether we build the company, whether we are building something, you know, on the side of something else, raising a family, having a job, taking care of elderly parents, you know, caregiving to any particular people in our lives that are important to us. If we are going to make a difference, we need to step into that difference now. And that's exactly what the female entrepreneur movement is. So, with that being said, there is a ton of stuff that you can learn from just simply hearing the stories of other women entrepreneurs that have put one foot in front of the other and have really pushed forward against the status quo of what they have built. I will be bringing you interviews from women who have a side business that they are currently raising their family, and they're bringing in some income from the side business to supplement. I will be bringing interviews of women that have crushed building a corporation and are at the helm of that corporation. I will be bringing in interviews from all walks of life, female entrepreneurs inside of those two extremes. Those are the two sides. I mean, you can even go further than a large corporation. Women entrepreneurs don't need to see a barrier there, but we need to understand that we can actually move away that barrier that seems to hold us back to a kitchen table venture. So many people view, especially when a woman entrepreneur is able to multitask and dual the purpose in their life to be able to take care of clients, but also take care of their very important people in their life. It is viewed as then the priority is not in the business. It is viewed that the priority is that in the taking care of the important people in their life, but secondarily working towards, you know, kind of bringing in some extra cash. It's not extra cash. Let's step away from that. That is a business. It is absolutely a business. So we need to view it that way. And as you listen to these interviews, you're going to hear how very many different ways that these women entrepreneurs have come across being successful and successful in their own right and being able to move their conditions forward, move their status quo out of the way and break down those walls. They're able to make changes. Some women entrepreneurs simply want to supplement income in their family. That is a legitimate business. It needs to be viewed as such and it needs to be honored as such. Some women entrepreneurs, they want to build something with a massive purpose and they just keep going until they find that. Some women entrepreneurs want to build a huge Fortune 500 company, and they do. And we're going to see more of those. Every single one of those women are successful because their version of success is their validation for what they're doing. And their version of success is exactly that. They are successful. So while we demean, you know, what a woman entrepreneur does. And, you know, in our viewpoint, if she doesn't hit this mark or that mark or our idea of success, then we are not giving her the freedom to be able to grow, to expand, to increase her reach, to change her community, to make a difference in the people's lives that she takes care of, to also being able to go out there and be top woman of a huge company. We cannot slow that process down by injecting our thoughts and views of success on what she has done and what she is going through with and completing. That will change, as with anybody's journey. I'm sure you and I and anyone listening to this can all agree that our versions of success, our benchmarks, have changed and evolved over time, especially if we've been in this entrepreneurial space for a while. They change. So we cannot take somebody, as with a lot of things in life, but we'll leave it on female entrepreneurs, we cannot take a woman's place in her business and judge her success by our benchmark, but judge her success by what we think she should be accomplishing. Because what we think she should accomplish is not what she has in mind and probably doesn't have anything to do with the end goal that she's working towards. So let's freely give her the opportunity to work towards that, support her 100%, and be that group and that movement where internally we are rising with each other. So inside the female entrepreneur movement, it is one big support group, because you are here listening to these stories and you will have takeaways and you will be able to have confirmation within yourself that you are on the right path. And if for some reason you have a benchmark of success that slowly evolves because you just keep getting closer to what your version of success looks like at the moment, and you raise the bar again, then keep going after it, because we are going to support you 150% along the way. Because if we do not, then we settle for the status quo. And if we do not buck those trends and we do not walk away from our own perceptions of success, then we cannot expect anybody else to do any better. So therefore, we get to set the precedent. We get to be mindful about the words we use and how we describe ourselves and how we move forward in the entrepreneurial space and the leadership roles. It really does boil down to a lot of stepping into roles that maybe are uncomfortable. We don't know what that's going to be behind this door or that door. And we still keep knocking those doors down. We are change makers, even if it's just changing one bill that we don't have to pay anymore, or if we are starting a movement and changing the future for women entrepreneurs. We are all change makers. Let's not sell ourselves out. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode, but also finding out what the female entrepreneur movement means to you. Thank you for giving me the space and the support and the overwhelming, unifying, uplifting movement to go forward with something that is so very passionate and personal to me. Thank you for being a part of the conversation. And thank you for being in business. No matter what that business looks like, you are in business and you deserve to be recognized for that. If you have any questions, please do always feel free to reach out to me on social media or whiteofgannon.com. I am always approachable. I answer my emails. I love to hear the conversation. I love to hear the stories. I love to hear the wins. So please feel free to be a part of this movement in whatever capacity that looks like for you. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Fem Nation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.